This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquitie. Well, it's a great season, spring, right? And who'd have thought that, you know, that what felt like token amounts of winter rain would lead to a showy spring, a flowery spring. I mean, it's definitely not like a spring like never before. Nah, but there's a fun showing of wildflowers, and who'd have thought? So, hey, it's spring, and deserts and grasslands and woodlands and forests have these floral treasures to be found. Listen to me, floral treasures to be found. But really, 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 now into summer, well into summer, work your way uphill, upslope. Follow the blooms of these annuals, perennials, these shrubs, these trees, pushing leaves, pushing flowers, pushing seed, thanks to some winter rain and snow. Not a lot, but just enough. And that chance of seeing favorite plants flowering or learning some new ones, right? It sends you out into the desert, the grassland, the woodland, the forest to see what's going on. What you got, desert? What you got, grassland? What you got, woodland? What you got, forest? You know, and I don't need a lot of convincing to get out, nor does Ms. Mosquitie. And on a recent spring trip to grassland and woodland, we got out there and we got into some cool stuff. We saw Pinstemon fenleri in grassland. Hello, blue flowers. We saw Pinstemon superbus in oak woodland. Hello, coral flowers. And in that woodland, oh my goodness, blue dicks galore, a wildflower, blue dicks galore. I've never seen that many blue dicks at one time in one place. This marvelous oak woodland, predominantly Emery oaks. Listen, under those oaks and out into the opening, blue dicks were blooming. Dicolostemma capitatum, or could be a new name, Diterostomum capitanus. But blue dicks with purplish flowers and umbels, these small clusters atop a foot tall scape, two or three leaves down at the base of all that. Oh, and that scape, those leaves rise out of the soil from a bulb. Oh my goodness. This plant, this lily-like plant in the Asparagaceae, used to be Liliaceae, Agaveaceae, Agaveaceae, I think that's it. Anyway, now Asparagaceae, it shot up and the scapes and leaves and flowers by the thousands across that woodland floor. The genus Dicolostemma, it's a combination of two Greek words, and it refers to appendages on the stamens. The specific epithet, capitatum, refers to the head-like clusters of those beautiful purple flowers. If you prefer the other genus, maybe the new one, I don't know, Diterostomum, your choice. That means two wings on the stamens, which sounds like appendages to me. The common name, blue dicks, I have no idea, but I just love it because it makes me laugh. Yeah, is it one word or two words, you wonder? I don't know, and it's your choice. I tried to find a reference to that name, blue dicks. You know, I pull a dictionary off the shelf. What are you looking up? Asked Ms. Mosquitie, and I say, well, I'm looking at blue dicks. Oh, my goodness. Okay, new topic. The bulb, the corm of this plant is edible, raw or cooked. And you can bet it was harvested by native people. It was probably managed by native people. A fire through an area the year before would stimulate massive flowering, more growth. There are probably many, many, many indigenous names for this western wildflower found in all parts of the West, many deserts. Around you and me in the borderlands, look for blue dicks from 6,000 feet in elevation and go on down to the desert. But look in meadows, look in grassy plains, look on rocky slopes. These borderlands are beautiful, my friends. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquitie. And this has been Growing Native.